Let's look to Mark chapter number 2 together this evening. Thank you, brother. And on Wednesday nights, we are looking at the parables of Christ. A lot of them we don't really understand, and we've read them quite a few times, obviously, in the Gospels. But what do they really mean? So we've been enjoying this series, I trust. And I trust next time you read the parable, you'll go, praise the Lord. I know what it means. And through that, the Lord will be able to speak to us more so. Rather than then, when there are verses we don't fully understand, it's too often that we just skip over it. So thank the Lord we can learn together in church. I'm certainly learning a lot. Lots of first-time truths for me. So let's enjoy this parable together in Mark chapter number 2. And just two verses, 21 and 22. The Bible says in verse 21, "No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But the new wine must be put into new bottles." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the truths that are therein, Lord, for us. And help us, Lord, to be open to your word tonight. May your Holy Spirit be our teacher. May, Lord, help us to understand more of what you've taught in these parables, that our Christian life may be enriched and we will know you more fully and serve you more. Lord, willingly and purposefully in this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, I'm sure you've read this parable before, and I'm sure you've been like me, wondering, well, that sounds nice, but what does the Lord mean? What is he talking about? Now, remember, context is the key. Well, some say context is king. A lot of things happen before and after this parable. What is taking place? Normally the Lord will address an issue in a parable because of what is going on before that parable is taught. So it's really important to look at what's happening. Now remember, in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't come to pat people on the back, did he? No, in fact, the Lord offended the religious Jews because of their empty religion. And we know here in the book of Mark, the Lord had already offended the Jews because he forgave a man for his sins. And the Jews were in an uproar and they said, how can a man forgive another man's sins? Only God can do that. Well, that's right. Only God can do that. And he did, because God is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then they got upset here in verse number 16. Notice there, that he was eating with publicans and sinners. He was eating with tax collectors. He was eating with sinful people. He wasn't meeting with the religious crowd. Amen. He was getting in amongst those who were lost and witnessing to them. And they were upset about that. Then in verse 18, they criticized the Lord's disciples because they didn't fast. Because they weren't fasting. They weren't being religious, keeping the rules and the rituals. So that's the kind of people that the Lord was facing there during his earthly ministry, who were criticizing him. And these were a group of people that weren't interested in a relationship with God. They were trying to work their way to heaven, like any religious person, doing good things. Look, they knew the rituals, they knew the rules, they knew the traditions to the last detail, but they did not have a relationship with the one true living God. And so the Lord goes on to teach a parable. To teach a parable simply about this: the new and the old. The Lord was saying that I have not come to add to your Jewish religion. I have not come to improve it or to make it better. In fact, the Lord Jesus came to bring something brand new, amen? A new and living way, as the Bible says. And he wanted these Jews to know that he didn't come on the scene of history to patch up their old, useless, pathetic religion that they had made themselves. God did not make the religious Jews, they made it themselves. They rejected his word, they made a religion out of his truth, and rejected the spirit of the word. And then the Lord came on the scene and he said, look, I've not come to add to your religion. I've come to bring about Christianity, something brand new. So the lesson is entitled The New and the Old. Well, first of all, there in your notes, let's learn about the new cloth. The new cloth. Your first word is the word cloth. The new cloth. Now, the Lord uses two illustrations that are easy to understand, familiar for people who lived in those days. The first one was an example of sewing and clothing. There in verse 21, look again with me, chapter 2, verse 21, the Lord said, no man seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. Now, in today's world, we live in a very materialistic culture. When something is damaged, piece of clothing that we own, what do? We chuck it out. We get rid of it. You know, even in our parents' day, they didn't used to do that, did they? It seemed like our mums, they knew how to sew at least a little bit, and their mums taught their mums, and so on and so on. Their mums taught their daughters, and so on, I should say. And they were able to repair clothes. Why? Because, well, they lived in a generation that wasn't so wealthy, perhaps, or so materialistic, or so wasteful. Amen? And that was the same in biblical days. When something was torn, they repaired it. And every housewife was a seamstress. She knew how to sew. And some of you may remember growing up with clothes with patches on them. How many of you remember that? Amen. You know, clothes with some patches on them or some stitching because they had to be repaired. And hopefully that still happens from time to time. But here in this parable, we see an illustration of sewing. When someone took a torn garment that was old, that had been worn for a while, and put a new piece of cloth on it, a brand new piece of cloth as a patch to repair it, when it was washed, when it got wet, you can understand what happened. That new piece of cloth would shrink. The old had been worn in, but the new would shrink and would pull apart the older garment, and the whole, well, what would happen would be worse than before. The damage, the repair, the irrepair would be worse than before, and both the new patch and both the old garment would be lost. And so the Lord's lesson here is very simple. He was saying to the Jews, the old cannot be blended with the new. Very simple. The old cannot be blended with the new. Christianity is not an upgrade of Judaism. It is brand new. Amen. And Judaism, with all its rituals and rules, cannot be added to Christianity. And the Lord was saying, look, you're opposed to me because I'm bringing something new. And they were religious. You see, the Christian faith is not a religion. It is not a system of works to try and get to God. It is something brand new. That's why the Bible describes Christianity as the new birth. Amen? It's not a new system for me to live by so that I can help myself to get to heaven. That's religion. The Bible says Christianity is a new birth. And let me say this today, there are far more people coming to the Lord religiously than spiritually. They are coming to add Christ to their life. They're coming to add a patch, amen, a patch, put a patch on their life that they think will help them, like a cigarette patch. They're not doing well. They want to get rid of some bad habits. So why don't we put this patch on and see how we go? I'll try this Jesus things out and I'll pray a prayer. And yes, I want to go to heaven. But they're not willing to repent of their sins, to forsake their old ways, and to turn to Christ to be what? John chapter 3, verse 3,
born again. My friends, Christianity is not a religion. It is a new life, a brand new life in Jesus Christ. Out with the old and in with the new, amen? That's what Christianity is. To be born again means we need to repent of our sins. We need to turn from our wicked ways. So many people want a ticket to heaven today, so they just add Jesus to their lifestyle. They go to church, sing the songs, pray a prayer. But to be saved, we need to come to Jesus willing to forsake everything. Willing to admit we're not just people who have sinned, but we're sinners. Amen? We haven't just done a few things. No, we are completely undone. We are hell-bound and lost. We are desperately in need of salvation. That's what salvation is. And also the willingness to say, Lord, I don't want that anymore. That's what repentance is. The Lord doesn't expect you to fix your life up, but repentance means I don't want that anymore. Lord, help me to live for you. Help me to live this new life with your grace, salvation. And you know, the Bible tells us that when we are saved, we are clothed with a new garment. Amen. The garments of righteousness. And if we are saved, we want to keep unspotted from the world. Yes, we will still sin, but when that new garment is defiled, we want it to be cleaned as soon as possible. We will come to the Lord continually to say sorry and forgive me, Lord, for my daily sins. We'll desire to stay away from sin. We'll fall, but then the Lord will pick us back up. We'll have a new desire in this new life. But you see, the religious Jews, they just wanted their system of works. The Lord was teaching, look, I haven't come to put a new patch on an old garment. A new patch needs a new garment. Amen? The new cloth, the new and the old. Now let's come to the next illustration. Again, the same principle, the new containers. The new containers. Mark chapter 2, verse 22, your blank is the word containers. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred or destroyed. But the new wine must be put into new bottles. So the Lord uses another familiar illustration. Now, in the Lord's day, people often used, they didn't have glass bottles as they do today. People often used the hide of animals, goat skins, to contain wine. And as the wine would ferment, that skin would expand. It would begin to expand. It would begin to stretch. And over time, these wineskins would dry out. They would become hard. They would become brittle. Now, if new wine was poured into those bottles, those old wineskin, and if it fermented, then that old wineskin wouldn't be able to stretch anymore. It had become brittle and it would burst. And so what was inside would be lost, and then the bottle would be destroyed also. Both would be lost. And the Lord was teaching that new wine must be put in a new wine skin. And again, the lesson is the same. The lesson is the same. This Jewish religion with its rituals and rules is not a container for Christianity. It cannot hold what the Lord was bringing, amen? The new birth in Christ. The Lord didn't come to pour new life into those who thought that they could earn their way to heaven. And again, that's similar to today, isn't it? So many people around want their religion. They want Jesus to pour new life into their religion. They don't want the Lord. They want what they want. They want their kind of religion, their kind of faith. Whether it's contemporary with the rock music and the emotionalism and the indulgences and the lusts of the flesh and the lusts of the world. And that's their religion, and then they want Jesus to be a part of it. That's not what the Lord was saying. He's saying, no, I have no part with you. You need to turn to me. Look at verse 17. The Bible says, I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Only one who has repented of their sins can become a vessel for something new. The Spirit of God living within them. Now, we've spoken about salvation, but I just want to quickly mention this issue of spiritual growth. You know, when we are saved and the Lord indwells us with His Holy Spirit at the moment we're saved, we are new creatures in Christ. But the process of becoming new is a lifetime process. Amen? Every day we need to be renewed in the Spirit. Every day we need to choose to put off the old and put on the new. And by saying that, let me remind you, the old has been destroyed, but it's still around. The new is with us, the Spirit of God. And we need to choose to say no to the old and yes to the new. We need to put on those things that would please the Lord and put off those things that displease the Lord. And there is a war with the old man and the new man. That's what the Bible says. The old nature and the new nature. How many of you realize tonight that your sinful flesh is still with you as a Christian? Amen. I hope it's not just me. So we still have temptations. We still have sin struggles. But you see, when the Lord moves in, He wants to transform us. That's the amazing thing. Hey, thank God the Lord Jesus didn't leave us as we were. Amen. Thank God not only did He see us in our sin and love us and saved us and washed us clean by His blood, but He made us new. What a wonderful Savior we have. And He wants to change us. We need to let Him do that, don't we? And you know what will happen when you allow the Lord to change you? Watch out. Some stretching is going to take place. How many of you have realized that by now? Some stretching, some uncomfortable stretching. Our flesh will not like it. Why? Because it cannot handle it. In fact, the more we allow the Lord in, the more that flesh feels like it's going to burst. It's going to break. I can't trust the Lord with that area of my life. I'm going to be doomed if I do that. And yet the Holy Spirit of God is saying, no, there's plenty much more room for growth in your life. Don't worry about your sinful flesh. Just trust the Lord. You see, the new nature has plenty of room for the Lord. It will expand to beyond what you and I can imagine. But the sinful flesh doesn't want it. Let me challenge you. If you want to go soul winning, you will be stretched. Amen? But the blessings will be amazing. The Lord will give you more opportunities. You see, the more faith you put in the Lord, the more blessing we receive. But remember, there will always be that uncomfortable stretching of our sinful nature who just wants us to stay where we are, unmoved, ungrowing. The trials of our life cause stretching. But be prepared, there's a wonderful time of growth during that time. If we allow the Lord to help us, if we strengthen our faith in Him. You know, when our faith is stretched, we will grow. The old needs to give way to the new. And the new life in Jesus Christ is a work He does on the inside over time. So let's be encouraged tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord He brought something new. Thank the Lord we are not religious Jews today. What bondage. We have been freed from the bondage of religion to serve the Lord in the Spirit. And what a joy that is. Christ is a new and living way. If we've turned to Christ from our old ways, we need to let Him continue to make us new. Amen? Be prepared this week for some stretching. Because that's His plan. Amen? That's His will for our lives, to be conformed into the image of Christ. So for all of us here this evening, there's something He's doing to help us to put our faith in Him more, to know Him more, to love Him more, to see more of His power, more of His miracles in our lives. He's stretching us. Don't lose sight of that. The new life in Christ is a life where we will be tested and tried, but where the Lord wants us to come forth as gold. Amen? Allow Him. trust him. And as the religious Jews heard these parables, no doubt they had no idea what they meant. But we do. Amen? We who are the Lord's disciples, we do. And thank God for his help in understanding these parables tonight.